from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. All over the Great Lakes State and all over the world from our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up the podcast there, pick up and find out what we're up to via that and via Facebook and Instagram, all the social media. We are there. Just key in Wild Michigan. Firearms, everyday carry stuff, pocket knives, you know, ammunition, it's all there each and every Wednesday, and those guys are great to deal with. Not just guns.com is their website. Also, Conquest Sense and United Deer Farmers of Michigan helping us out as well. Got to get underway, looking ahead to October 1st and bow season. October 1st is coming, which is a big day for a lot of people here in Michigan's bow season. September 30th will be our 15-year anniversary of Wild Michigan. The guy that's been there from the beginning is the American archer himself, Tom Nelson. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Duran. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely, man. Good to have you here. And here we go, Tom. It's been 15 years since you walked into the store I had in Grand Ledge and said, hey, if you ever need help, I'm here. Well, I'm still calling on you because we're still learning.
That's correct, and I'm so glad that you take advantage of it and yell at me every once in a while.
Well, not at all, man. I mean, you're a Grand Ledge guy, and you know it's just a few minutes from Lansing, where our show is based out of, and we get to share it all over the world here on the show. And I mean, you even for as long as you've been doing this, you still get a little bristled up and excited about October 1st.
Oh, do I? Absolutely. You know, I don't even know how to explain it to non-hunters, you know, when it rolls around. But the only thing I can say, it's just like, you know, the day before Christmas, you know, the anticipation of waiting for opening day, et cetera. And I'm very blessed because I'm leaving for Montana shortly, and we've got some Western hunts to kind of warm up for it. But nothing is even close to the excitement of opening day in Michigan. I just, again, I'm like a kid in a candy store when October 1st rolls around, and I'm anxiously awaiting it.
Tom, here's my question. Weather always varies on that day. It can be really warm. It can be cool. It can be really windy. Is there ever a day you go, I'm just not going to go out?
As far as opening day,
as the opening day, yes.
Oh, no. I go. We'd have to be under tornado conditions or something. I never miss. You know, it's a tradition, you know, whether you're a gun hunter or bow hunter, opening day is almost like a holy day. It's a sacred rite that you've got to be out there. As you mentioned, varying weather conditions. I've been out there in the rain. I've been out there in extreme heat where you wish you had shorts on. And I've been out there when it's cold and stuff. So of course, if you're a Michigander, you better be prepared for anything because you never know what October 1st is going to bring. But no, as far as to answer your question, it would take something very serious to keep me out of the woods come October 1st.
Well, and that's good, because that was kind of a loaded question, but at the same time, you never know. You never know what's going to, you know, say, you know, I'm just not feeling it today. But that is not the case with our good friend Tom Nelson, who joins us here on Wild Michigan. Tom, let's get prepped, because look, like opening day of firearm deer season, it's on the calendar at the same place every year. It's always October 1st, so it's not a surprise to us. What are some of the things we need to do to get in and get ready and still all of the time, I know I should say this, remain scent free?
Yeah, you know, there's lots, depending on where you're at, and when I say, you know, where you're at, I'm talking about what you have done so far in the deer woods. Now, I'm going to use myself as an example. This is what I'm doing. This is where I'm at. I've already got cameras out. I've already went in to my different stand sites, made sure the shooting lanes were clear, moved any brush. You know, you want to get that sort of stuff done as early as you can within reason. So I always set a deadline, like everything as far as stand preparation, which again includes clearing out shooting lanes, hanging stands, Labor Day weekend. It's got to be done because after that, I stay out of the woods. But it's not too late. I mean, if you haven't, get out there, check your stands, check your tree stands, make sure that everything looks good and safe and brush hasn't grown in and plugged up some of your shooting lanes. But do that now. I've mentioned this on your show before. A lot of hunters make the mistake of going in that week before or even a couple of days or the day before season. Oh, I'm going to hang out my stand there. Or I'm going to, you know, trim out this shooting lane. All you're doing is educating your local deer herd and making it tougher on yourself. So take the time, get out there now. I know it's hot and, you know, you can work up a sweat and stuff, but get out there now and get that stuff done.
I agree completely. Tom Nelson, the American Archer, host of that TV show on the Outdoor Channel, joining us right now. Tom, you know, I always liken it to moving the furniture. You know, you walk in, It takes a while to get acclimated to that. And when you go and you cut lanes or you, you know, move some things, maybe hang a new stand, the deer are going to have to get acclimated to that as well. So it's going to take a little time. And you know, September 30th or November 14th, whatever it is, not the day to do your prep work.
No, and as you mentioned, those deer, those adult does, those educated deer, they know in a minute. I mean, if they walk by and, geez, where did those trees go? Or what's that pile of brush there? It wasn't there yesterday. And it puts them on alert, you know, maybe only for a few days, but it still puts them on alert. So if you cut down some limbs, if you move them, haul them away. Drag them a couple hundred yards away. Don't leave them around where you just cut them. And again, before you ever cut any limbs, trees, anything, always make sure you seek out the landowner's permission if it's not your property.
Absolutely. Tom Nelson joins us here. I'm Duran Martinez. We're being brought to you by our friends at Conquest Sense. And I bring that up for a reason, because using the Evercalm, that the deer calming scent that they have in a stick, is even good to use as you're going out to and from the tree stand.
Oh, absolutely. Put it on your boots when you're walking in. And now, just again, cover up that human scent, make it, you know, the area smell like there's already been deer through there. And Evercalm does what its name says. It calms the deer down. They think there's other deer in the area. It's just a calming scent. It truly, truly works.
Yeah, it's not bad for curiosity either, because it's not going to be a normal deer that they're used to. So, you know, they might check it out a little bit. And I know I've used it around trail cams too, and it kind of, you know, they're not afraid of the camera. Matter of fact, more curious than anything else.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's just something good to use, another arsenal for your tool bag.
Yeah, and it works. And if you're like myself and are into mock scrapes, which I'm already putting out, I've already started some and they've been taken right over, but putting a little bit on the overhanging branch and stuff, Evercom, it's just, again, a deer scent that calms the deer down and it attracts them to your mock scrape. So it's a handy little tool to utilize.
Tom Nelson, our guest here, you mentioned trail cams, Tom, and there is a rule of thumb that you use when setting height for trail cams.
Yeah, as far as you know, looking at your terrain, you know, if it's pretty level and stuff, I usually go around waist high and stuff and always look at, you know, if you're on a slope or whatever, to make sure that you take that into consideration. And one of the things, Duran, that I just kind of been playing with here lately that's been kind of fun, I've been actually mounting them up on a limb facing down and getting a kind of a unique perspective on some bucks and such from that angle that just, don't ask me what prompted me to do it, but it's kind of interesting because you get a really good look at their set of bones on their head as far as spread and things, and just a different angle. And the camera really is invisible to anybody walking through the woods or whatever, because you're seldom looking up in the trees for any sort of camera there and stuff. So just, again, just something fun to do.
All right, Tom Nelson's our guest. We're going to do another segment with him here coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Duran Martinez. You're listening to Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network. We are being brought to you by our friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. Also, Conquest Sense and United Deer Farmers of Michigan. Links to all of them on our website at wildmichiganradio.com.
Mm-hmm. You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host, all over the Michigan Talk Network. Very happy to have you here as we enter our 15th year, being brought to you by Conquest Scents out of Davison, Michigan. The fine folks over there with some great, great products. Conquest Scents with Evercalm and VS1, two of their majors. Of course, that comes in the scent fire and the stick form. The new vaporizing form is just absolutely incredible, man. And I suggest you look into it very closely. It might change your whole game come to your season. Tom Nelson, the American Archer, joins us right now. And Tom, as we prep for the deer season coming up, which is so hard to say because the summer's gone by really so fast for me, haven't really enjoyed any of it. But here comes deer season, and we're getting ready to get up in the tree stand. But let's not forget the most important thing, and that's safety.
Yeah, for certain, and that's oftentimes overlooked, Duran. I'm always amazed at the amount of individuals that go, leave their tree stand in place or their ladder stand and things, maybe on their own property or friends, and then just take it for granted that everything's going to be ready to go come October 1st and walks on out there and climb into that stand without checking it out. Whether it's it's one thing to clear shooting lanes, but hey, are the straps in place? Are the chains still in good shape? Has the stand shifted? I mean, Think about all that. Trees grow, and when you're using straps around them and stuff, you're putting a lot of strain on those if you're not loosening them up or taking your stand out. So above all else, check them out. And if you're using strap-on, or climbing stands, look at them. Go over them. Pull them out. Make sure they're ready to go. And if something needs to be replaced on them, a strap or something, do it now. And in the same breath, I'm going to say, don't go out a field and climb a tree stand without a hunter safety system or a lifeline. I mean, be careful, protect yourself. There's loved ones at home that want to see you come home after that hunt. So think safety when you go a field this fall.
I can name several people that have taken tumbles out of tree stands and are so fortunate to have only like a few broken bones and a punctured lung out of the deal. Bill Parker, our good friend, editor of the Michigan Outdoor News, took a 20-foot fall in a tree stand, and he was laid up in a hospital with a broken hip, collarbone, punctured lung, broken ribs, all this stuff, and yet considers himself fortunate to be able to be upright, which, he is. A lot of people don't get that luxury.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got a couple of good friends, too, that have fallen. And one crawled out of the woods all the way to his car to make a phone call to have his wife come get him. And, I mean, you don't want to be one of those numbers. You don't want to be a casualty to bow hunting. So think safety. I mean, it makes me cringe every year when I hear about people that still are climbing trees without any sort of, hunter safety system or belt or something. I mean, don't do it. I mean, you're asking for trouble.
Absolutely. Tom Nelson, our guest here on Wild Michigan, host of the American Archer television show on the Outdoor Channel. The kind of same thing goes for your bow, Tom. I know a lot of us shoot regularly to stay informed, to keep that muscle memory going. But there are some that just do not get the time, maybe a couple days out, they pick up their bow. But this is a time, too, that we really need to physically look everything over aside from just shooting.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, check your string out, your cables, your rest, and make sure everything's ready to go. Last thing you want to do is have to replace a string or cable during bow season or the week before and have to resight everything in. So go over them, make sure they look good. And one of the things I do every time I shoot, especially when it's hot out like it's been, when you're done shooting, wax your string and cables. If you don't own some string wax, I mean, Boning Archery right here in Michigan makes perhaps the best string products in the world. They're inexpensive. It's a lube that you put on your string and cables, maintains the life of them. You'll triple your string and cable lifespan if you just take those few minutes and wax them up every time you're done shooting. But always, look over those and don't neglect your arrows. Arrows, again, just important. Make sure there's no little splintered. If you're shooting carbon arrows or aluminum, make sure they're all in good shape. Rub your hand up and down on them. Again, no nicks. Make sure they're ready to go and mark them accordingly. You know, shoot every arrow you're going to hunt with. Make sure they're right on and that there's no flyers in the batch, I guess I want to say. So all these little things, you know, Duran, every little thing like that, you know, if you do them and correct any problems you have, that's the difference between success and failure.
You know, Tom, too, when you're thinking about that, I mean, checking the I have literally had new arrows fletched by somebody else, and there was something wrong with the fletching itself. There was an issue with the glue not taking to the fletch. So when I was shooting, fletchings were flying off everywhere. And this was on a bear hunt. Fortunately, I had taken some other ones with me, some of the old ones with me. Otherwise, I'd have been kind of, you know, up a creek.
And I've heard that story from others before, too, Durant, that had some new arrows made up, just took it for granted they were going to be the same as their old ones and had some issues. I remember one guy, his knocks were all coming out. They were too loose for the arrow shafts that he had purchased. And you don't want those sort of problems when bow season rolls around. So, again, do your homework. Check out all your gear before you go, again, out there bow hunting.
Yeah. Also, the other one, too, I want to remind, since so many of us use lighted nocks, if you've got replacement batteries that you can use, like on the Fire Nock system or some of the other ones, then definitely do that. Or if you're using old Luminox, make sure those are still working, because sometimes they get bumped inside the case or they'll get bumped inside your bag, whatever it is, and they'll be on the whole time. You go to use them, and they're not lighting up, and that makes it very, you know, sometimes kind of difficult when you rely on that piece of equipment.
Oh, absolutely. And it takes 2 seconds to replace batteries and a lot of those and things. So it's an inexpensive way of making sure your lighted nocks are still ready to go and things. So like you said, check them all out. Do it now.
Yeah, now, and again, I've heard guys, I've been at a tree stand, getting that final day of bow hunting in November 14th, and the guy on the next property is sighting in, and you just shake your head and go, I wonder, what did you do with the other 364 days of the year?
Yeah, and I know we're all busy and things, but, you know, it's, you know, if bow hunting is as dear to you, the listener out there, as it is to me, you know, taking that little extra time to get stuff done in advance is a big plus. I mean, these deer, I don't want the deer that I'm hunting, and I've said this again and again and again on this show, I don't want them knowing that I'm even in the same zip code. I want to hold a surprise party for them the first time I'm out there in the woods. So I stay the heck out of the woods the month of September till opening day. I have stands that in other woodlots and stuff that I don't hunt until the rut. And I just, again, I don't want to educate the local deer herd.
Absolutely. Tom Nelson, our guest, you're getting ready for Montana. We can just say is best of luck and good luck out there. I mean, it's going to be beautiful this time of year, and we appreciate your time on the show as always.
No, I appreciate it. Always a pleasure, Duran.
Absolutely. Tom Nelson, the American Archer, you can check him out on the Outdoor Channel or right here on Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. More coming your way in a little bit. You can find us online, wildmichiganradio.com. The links to our guests and, of course, our podcasts are absolutely free here on the Michigan Talk Network.